Now at 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Staying in the basement for days and days and days on bubbles and the think tank all night long. All night long, we're gonna order out some pizzas and soda. Like John and Yoko back in the Dakota. I gotta make the bubbles, baby, all night long, or at least a portion of it.
Gonna call Paul. Get ready for
playing records in our PJs, staying in the basement for days and days and days of bubbles in the think tank,
bubbles and the
all night long, all night long. PJs, staying in the basement for days and days and days on bubbles and the think tank,
bubbles and the think
all
tank.
Night long,
all night,
all night long.
Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Oh, sorry, I forgot something.
Ricky Bates.
I didn't want to forget that. So like I said, at 11:05 now, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, yes, exactly two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990, because why wouldn't we do that for 32 years right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank? Coming up in around about... I'm going to say 70 minutes, about the midnight 15 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. And yes, I'm saying it now, months. I don't want to say it, but I'm saying it. But tonight we're kicking off our 32nd year here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Last week, we celebrated that 31st anniversary, and so this is the first show into that 32nd year. And I thought to myself, why not do a free association program tonight to bring it all back around like that? And even bring a special guest in to share in that experience with me. So I have in the studio tonight, I have Chandler Travis here tonight. You've already heard from him once tonight.
Hi.
And I think the last time you were here in the studio, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
was when you came in and did the demo of the song that we played to open the program tonight.
Yeah.
Of course, that song was from one of the Bubbles in the Think Tank records, 7 Inches and Other Delights.
Horn arrangement by Burke McKelvey.
That's right. Everybody is on that. That song by itself is more stars than are in the heavens.
We had to get everybody. It was a big job.
It was. You had lots to take care of in that one. So that was the last time you were here.
I think that is correct.
That was also the night that I introduced the Hello Kitty monkey pants on the program.
Oh, really? That was the first time?
Yeah, that was also the first. Yeah, I bought them that day special.
This is probably the first time since that they haven't been there.
Well, no, I wear a variety of monkey pants in the studio.
Don't misunderstand me. She's got pants on. That's not what I'm saying. But not the usual.
It's not the Hello Kitty monkey pants or any monkey pants tonight for whatever crazy reason. I don't know. I can't explain these things.
Strange.
But so I worked. I made Chandler Travis do some work tonight. And I made him go through the free association list just as I did to figure out what to do tonight with that free association. Of course, anybody who doesn't know what free association is, over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, on the Facebooks, you know, we will occasionally say, hey, it's free association. You're going to give me words. I'm going to play whatever comes into my mind to go along with all that business. And so tonight it's going to be a trade-off where I'll do some and he'll do some. And maybe we'll even talk about some of those things. I had this grand idea years ago. You did a residency at the Lizard Lounge over in Cambridge at one point a few years ago, where you had, what did you call it?
It was a music appreciation.
The music appreciation segment. Yes, I loved that. And I asked you way, way, way back then if you would produce that and send it in like once every so often. Not even on a regular schedule, just whenever. Whenever you had a song where you wanted to make people listen to it and talk about it for a minute.
Yeah.
I wanted you to do that, and you said, sure.
And then I didn't do it.
And then you didn't do it.
Well, I didn't, I don't know. We didn't really follow up exactly. You didn't beg enough.
Well, you said yes.
Right.
Why should I have to beg once you say yes?
Right, well, so I just needed a little direction and focus. As we musicians sometimes do.
Oh, I forget about that. But you should have seen the effort and intensity that Chandler Travis put into this process tonight of the Free Association. Couldn't believe that list of 40-ish words was just kept on going. He was dogged in the process.
Absolutely.
So we'll just see. I don't have any idea what he's got on his list. I don't have any idea what I've got on mine, for that matter. But no, he doesn't know what I've got on mine. So we're just gonna volley back and forth. So let's consider this in terms of promoting Chandler's newest record, just out, what, 2 weeks ago now?
That's right.
What's the name of that record?
It's Waving Kissy Head, Volume 2 and 1.
Which we've heard parts of it here at Bubbles in the Think Tank already. We even, it made Volume 1 made the bee's knees.
Did it really?
It really did.
Oh, that's nice.
Because, you know, that's what the bee's knees are for.
Well, I'm honored.
Well, thank you. So let's consider this the Desert Island discs of Chandler Travis, if you could only choose songs that had to do with the 40 words that were given by Bubbles in the Think Tank listeners. That's what we'll consider this tonight.
Fair enough.
And remind everybody to go over to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group and find out more about Waving Kissy Head Volumes 2 and 1, because I'm sure that someone has posted a link to that by now, because I have an Ever and Beginning staff that does that kind of stuff for us.
I wanted to point out, we also have we also do have a nose balm available, Waving Kissy Head nose balm available.
Oh, that's right. It's a lovely minty flavor.
Yes, and then there's also the bedhead
contest. And since
it's
on your nose, it's even easier to smell than if it was, you know.
Right, because it's that much closer to your face.
Right. I like that.
Yeah. And the Waving Kissy Head bedhead photo contest, which we're very excited about.
Oh, that's
as well.
Right. Somebody should put a link to that over there in the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. We had lots and lots of submissions from Bubbles in the Think Tank listeners.
Sure did.
It's been great.
Yeah.
We definitely represented, but I know there's some of you out there who could still, you know.
Apparently, this show's listeners are our exact demographic, surprisingly enough.
I can't imagine how we managed to overlap like that.
It is remarkable.
I don't know which came first, you or me.
Well, I know which, me.
I don't.
Me, and by quite a while.
So we have a free association to get to.
Yeah.
And then we'll do some of that. We might even jump in and talk about a thing or two as we go, in a way that we don't always do here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And then we'll come back and do some radio obituaries. And so no, there will be no weasels jammed in there tonight, because there's just no time for that business.
Oh, let's just fly through there quick enough so we can jam in a weasel.
It's just not going to happen.
All right.
I didn't do enough prep work for that. So let's just start off with the very first entry in the free association, even. But okay. It was something that I'd been looking for a reason to open the show with for a couple of weeks. So let's just do that right here, Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Gaze at the ceiling from below, a splendid Michelangelo. Fill my heart with delight last Saturday night. I arrived believing from home. Every step inside St. Peter's Dome, claustrophobic and ex-Catholic, last Saturday night. Now how come nobody really noticed? Puff of white smoke knocked me out. Truth is hiding, lurking, banking, things I do at night. Quite suspicious, to say the least. Even mentioned it to my local priest. One of all the three Hail Marys each Saturday night. Let's hear count 'em all, chingers. Play it, card, baby. It's only a show, and I'll confess, oh, not, let's face it, in my concrete tuxedo. It's quite suspicious, to say the least, while mentioning it to my priest. One of all the three Hail Marys each Saturday night.
Now everybody smile? Is it candy? Oh, what makes everybody smile? Is it candy? Now what makes everybody smile? Is it candy? There's something sticky on the floor. Is it candy? There's something sticky on the floor.
dogs with mustard, relatives of ketchup on some baked beans and a bottle of beer. Cream cheese, some rye, with salami, and pastrami from some baked beans and a bottle of beer. Chili Riano, tacos and gelato. Here's the dish, the meal your wishes. Listen to what I'm talking about. It makes your tummy poke way out. Oh, it's over. Goody, 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 goody. Want some baked beans and a bottle of beer. You really don't in the chicken cacciatore. Baked beans and a bottle of beer. Want to fill your wishes all year. I want the baked.
Red hot, your gal ain't doodly squat.
See, now I'm going to be the one to say right now, that wasn't half an hour. But that's because it was only 28 minutes. Whoops. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Oh, I do owe you this, though, after White Rabbit Wedding. Let me give you this.
Riggy Bates!
Because, you know, it'd be wrong not to give you that after after the White Prince. Because Ricky was there. It would be so wrong.
He sure was. She sure was. They were.
But I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we have Chandler Travis in the studio tonight.
Hi, folks.
And he's free associating with the best of us. He's learning about this process. It's a very complicated process.
Especially when you're doing it on your phone.
Especially when you're doing it on your phone. I don't do that.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't. Yeah. I mean, now we know why.
Right.
There's good reasons.
But he's, if something free associated with your brain, you had a hard time letting go of it.
Yeah, I was, well, I was disappointed by how little brain reaction a lot of those words were getting.
Aww.
I just would have thought I'd be better at it.
What was the most challenging word for you in the whole mix tonight, do you think?
I don't know. There were words that I thought I'd do well on, like bingo. I thought I'd come, and actually I did end up with something on bingo. You know, I don't really exactly remember. I think aloof, I struck out on aloof.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would need to see the list.
Well, it's over there at the Bubbles of the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Were you to choose to go look at it, which you don't need to choose to do.
Oh, thank God.
Because there are other people doing that for us right now.
And God love you all, huns.
That's right. They love this game. They love this game. I told him it was a full contact sport that would cause me to swear before I got through the entire list.
And I was swearing in no time.
In no time.
Yeah.
In no time.
Yeah, I was. I was, well, remember Drone? I had a hard time finding...
Oh, don't let me forget Drone.
Yeah.
That's right. I got a little something.
Yeah, we both thought Drone there would be fun. I mean, you know, I love drones, but for some reason I couldn't... I finally came up with something with by Juana Molina that I don't think we're going to use anyway, but...
Well, that's up to you.
I love a nice drone. I just couldn't think of them. And there was one song I could not get out of my head, but I also couldn't get it all the way into my head enough to figure out what the hell it was.
That's the challenge of the free association.
I understand that now. It's not as easy as it looks, is
it? No. No. And I haven't done a real-time free association in a long time.
You're always so effortless.
You know?
You make it look easy.
I try.
Especially to people watching on the radio.
They watch very closely.
Hi, kids.
Thank you for doing this tonight, Chandler. I really appreciate it.
Oh, hell, I'm glad to be here.
This is the special anniversary episode, or the beginning, the post anniversary beginning of the new year episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Of course, we're starting the 32nd year of me being here doing this thing. Not here at WMFO, but here doing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best things, of course, some people, you know, listeners of the show who are also my Facebook friends may have seen the photograph from Bill Brinkmahler, also known as William K. Brinkmahler, for those of you in the long time know. Of course, his birthday wishes to me included a hat that I brought to him in the studio way back in 1987 that I had as long as I could remember from my wee years of being like 3 years old. So go hunt that one down if you've got a chance. It's been a good 24 hours of that kind of stuff. I guess 48 now. Well, we have tons more to go in the free association, and we are going to do radio obituaries. No, we're not going to make it through 9 or more obits tonight. It's just not going to happen. Don't even get your hopes up on that point. Just know that we're going to suffer for that later.
Why can't we just start right off by jamming a weasel in there?
Because it just doesn't work like that.
Okay.
There are guidelines that we adhere to here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, some of which we throw out the window because they're only guidelines. But you can't start with a weasel.
You don't. You never know till you try.
I don't think it's possible. I think you have to work up to the weasel.
Maybe so.
I think I'm pretty clear on that one. But right now it is storm season, even though you might not know it here in the Northeast right now, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. Change in a second.
Do you have any special instructions for people who aren't listening to this program right now as a result of outages?
No.
Okay.
But if you are and you want to prepare for those outages, do that ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait in long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's a public service message from WMFO in Medford. And they even think you should be listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank when they say that kind of thing here.
And you should.
That's right. So I told you to pick something that you wanted to say something about. Have you done that?
I have picked something.
Okay.
And it's by Charles Ives, who's amazing, who was made his living as an insurance man and didn't get to hear all of his music before he died. But some of his music was kind of wild. He liked the sound of two marching bands passing each other on the street playing two different songs in two different keys. He did lots of amazing things. His dad apparently was also a nut and encouraged him to sing Swanee River in one key while he was accompanied on the piano in another key. And they were both into the notes in between the notes on the piano. The notes in the cracks.
Those are the best ones.
There are some. Here's some coming right up.
All right, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Have you kept the bed warm, my little flower? While I brushed my teeth and took my shower, I tied my hair and I grabbed a shave, and then I'll just jump in and be your slave. A little cologne for my magic spray. I'm 10 years younger than yesterday. Oh, here we are. Here we are alone at last. Strangers in the night. Together till dawn. Oh, what ecstasy. Oh, I never knew it could be like this. You're so warm. Oh, you're so wonderful. You're all wool and a yard wide. You love it when I talk like that, don't you? You're softer than kitten fuzz. You're smoother than a pocketful of warm butterscotch. You're moonlight on the Ganges. Listen to me, Rayburn. I don't even know where the Ganges are. I don't care. Do you hear me? I don't care. Oh, you make me feel warm. Yes, indeed, warm all over. It's like chestnuts roasting in an open fire. Like marshmallows in Vermont. Marshmallows in Vermont. Why, there I go, getting silly again. You're Indianapolis in summertime. You're autumn in New York. You're Paris in... What happened? Why have you turned off? Is it something I said? Have I rubbed you the wrong way? Why have you turned frigid? Room service, send somebody up here. My electric blanket is on the fritz. And send us some coins for the magic fingers. I want to live. Live here.
The Kumquat Institute of America invites you to spend another educational session with the idol of the nation's youngsters, Mr. Science. As we look in on the well-equipped modern laboratory today, we see that little Jimmy Schwab is just arriving to watch Mr. Science perform his latest fascinating experiment.
Oh, Jimmy, you're just in time to watch me perform my latest fascinating experiment.
Gosh, all hemlock, that's wonderful, Mr. Science. I was afraid I was going to be late.
Oh?
I had a little trouble walking in these plastic snowshoes you made for me last week. Can't seem to get them off, you
well,
know.
Well, you're not supposed to take them off, Jimmy. I molded them to your feet so you wouldn't lose them.
Gosh, that's a Jim Dandy idea, Mr. Science. And I really don't mind at all that I have to sleep standing up.
Well, I'm glad you like your new snowshoes so well, Jimmy. But now it's time to move along to today's experiment.
Prime and Netley's, Mr. Science. What experiment have you planned for today?
Well, today, Jimmy, we're going to prove that wood will float in water.
Glorioski! You mean that just plain everyday wood will float in water?
Well, that's what we're going to try to prove. Now, first, we'll fill up this laboratory receptacle with tap water.
Holy Ned, Mr. Science. That faucet broke right off in your hand. Now you won't be able to turn the water off.
Well, we'll have to get a wrench or something after the show is over. We'll just let it run for the time being. Now, I see that our receptacle is full of water, and we'll try floating some wooden objects on it.
Jumping Jehoshaphat, Mr. Science. What are those wooden objects you have in your hand there?
Oh, those are called toothpicks, Jimmy.
Great. Day in the morning. Wait till I tell the kids at school that I've seen real toothpicks.
Yes, well, now, you notice that the toothpicks do float in the water.
Wow.
I'll try a little larger wooden object.
Gosh, Mr. Science, that faucet's still running full force over there, and the water is almost up to my knees now.
A little is spilling out over the floor, but we'll mop it up after we go off the air.
Criminy, Mr. Science, your workbench is starting to float over there. It must be made out of wood, too.
Yes, that's a very good example of the principle that we're trying to prove today.
Gee, the water's almost up to my shoulder. Is down, Mr. Science. I wouldn't complain so much, but it's awfully cold water.
Well, just try not to think about it, Jimmy. Now, next, we're going to try floating this small maple block in this receptacle of water.
Jiminy, is that a real maple block? Wait till I tell you.
Jimmy, where are you, boy? Hold your hand up so I can see you, Jimmy. Hold, Jimmy.
Mr. Science has been brought to you by the Kumquat Institute of America.
And that my suppressed desire.
Oh, dee doo 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 doo, bo 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 dee 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 doo 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 doo.
Would you like to know why I'm all aglow? Ask me then, perhaps I'll condescend to tell you.
Well, there she goes, my suppressed desire. No one knows my suppressed desire. I suppose that you'd like to know who she is.
Well, I ain't telling. I won't tell.
Well, I ain't gonna tell, so it looks like a secret. You'll have to sue me.
All right.
Here's a reason, it's plain to see. She just doesn't belong to me. Now you know why she is my suppressed desire.
If you have somebody you love secretly, then that's the reason of it all, you see.
I'm so happy when I retire. My heart flares
like a blazing fire. Why am I dreaming about my suppressed desire?
There may be an error.
Okay, now I hope that'll do you for a while there. Second take was better. The band was a little warmed up by then. Some of the girls had come over and the guys were loose. You know what I mean? Okay. Now listen, that's perfect in timing. You understand? The first section is around 38 seconds. And when that starts to change mood, or whatever the fuck you guys call that shit, that music shit, you know, I don't know, polka, allegretto, and that shit, I don't know that. Pizzicato, I know. And it ends at 55.0 seconds, right before that next statement begins, that musical section, section C.
Sometimes there's no stars shining, scouting the edge of the universe. Sometimes you can't see a horizon between the ocean and the earth.
just when you thought you'd going down the
You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and I still have Chandler Travis here in the studio with me. And I think he wanted to talk about a couple things that we played in that last set.
Well, I just thought your listeners might be interested in knowing that there were a couple of cuts off there off an album of ours called Tarnation and Alistair Sim. One of them was called Dinosaur. It was the one with the sort of trombone-y thing, which is by our longtime trombonist, Bob Pilkington. And it sounds like a few guys, but it's actually just Bob. He created this weird way of playing and wrote that song, Dinosaurs, which I love. We tried to do... Tarnation was all about trying to do everything wrong on one album. So among the many
including
things...
Including everything that us radio...